Magandang araw sa inyo mga kaibigan. Itong ating almusalita sa araw na ito, January 29. Ang ebanghelyo natin ay Gospel ay Mark 5:1-20. Sabi ng ebanghelyo, "No sooner did Jesus leave the boat, he was met by a man with evil spirits who had come from the tombs. The man lived among the tombs and no one could restrain him, even with a chain. He had often bound with fetters and chains, but he would pull the chains apart and smash the fetters. No one had the strength to control him. Night and day, he stayed among the tombs on the hillsides and was continually screaming and beating himself with the stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell at his feet." I love this gospel kasi sa umpisa nakita mo ang lakas ng kapangyarihan ng kasamaan, ng evil spirits. They hurt the man. They make the man hurt himself, which is worse. Sinasaktan yung sarili. Nakakatakot. Kahit sino hindi makakakontrol. Ang kapangyarihan ng evil spirit. Evil is real and evil is powerful. Ingat po tayo na hindi tayo magpahawag sa mga masamang espiritu, sa mga masamang gawain, sa mga masamang isip. Kasi we can end by hurting ourselves, being so powerful against us na talagang walang makakatulong sa atin. First part of the story. Ngunit, as soon as Jesus shows up, yung evil spirit ay parang maliit na bata na walang kalakas-lakas, tatagbo lang at nagpatira pa sa paanan ni Jesus. And that's good news of the gospel. Kahit anong kapangyarihan ng kasamaan ay walang silbi, walang magagawa sa harap ng kapangyarihan ng pagmamahal ni Jesus. Kaya, be on the side of Jesus. Have a relationship with Jesus. Lumapit kay Jesus sa pamamagitan ng mga sakramento. Makinig kay Jesus sa pamamagitan ng kanyang salita. Have time for bonding with Jesus sa pamamagitan ng personal prayer and you will be okay. Kasi kahit evil spirit ay walang magagawa sa harapan ng kapangyarihan ni Jesus. Yes, evil is powerful, but compared with the power of the love of Jesus, walang magagawa. And so that's good news para sa atin. Kapit tayo, pumili tayo ng mabuti kung saan tayo tatayo. On the side of Jesus, and we are all right. Kung gusto mo ang video ito, pass it on. Punoy natin ng good news ang social media. Gawin natin viral, araw-araw ang salita ng Diyos. And God bless.